DNR wolf expert Adrian Wideven gave his annual update on the state's wolf management plan to the DNR board yesterday. He says some of the roughly 540 gray wolves in Wisconsin continue to kill cattle, sheep, dogs, and other animals. State and federal officials have euthanized 12 problem wolves this year, but Wideven says more things can be tried to prevent the depredation. One technique is to create what's called a proactive control area.
We've got some farms south of Superior in South Range where one pack that's depredated on four or five farms in the last 2 years. Instead of waiting for that pack to come to the farm to cause a depredation, reduce that pack, trap that pack out of that area.
Wideven says the state wants to be proactive in marginal wolf habitat and not in the middle of large forests. He also says a new report has summarized research and anecdotal information on other harm wolves may be causing. Wideman says it includes missing and stressed animals, extra fence maintenance and repair, and a greater need to keep a watch on livestock herds.
I can't say there's a document of saying all these things are caused by wolves. This is just a review of what are potential problems that could be occurring that are beyond just our regular verified depredations.
Wideman says when the report is done, it'll be put on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association wants the report to be part of the state's wolf management plan. The DNR board may decide on a course of action later this summer. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Oconomowoc.